FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A man's been found guilty of murdering the Labour MP Joe Cox. Thomas Mayer, who the Old Bailey heard was a far-right extremist, shot and stabbed her outside a constituency surgery in West Yorkshire in June. Jurors took just 90 minutes to convict him. Joe's husband, Brendan, says he's yet to come to terms with her death.
It still doesn't feel entirely real. It still feels like a bad dream. I'm spending still most of my time thinking about how the kids are dealing with it, and they're dealing with it as well as I could have hoped.
KMFM News.
A man's been found guilty of murdering three men, including a 21-year-old from Gravesend, after meeting them on a gay dating app. Stephen Port was facing 29 charges in total, including another of murder, some of which the jury is still deciding on. The 41-year-old was accused of drugging his victims. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt is at the Old Bailey.
He's been found guilty of the murder of Gabriel Kovari, an artist who had been living with him at his flat in East London, Daniel Whitworth, a trainee chef, and a forklift truck driver, Jack Taylor.
Philip Hammond is delivering his first autumn statement this lunchtime. The Chancellor is expected to focus on helping low-paid workers and people struggling to buy a home. Jane Ollis is chairman of the Kent branch of the Institute of Directors. She's hoping there are some good announcements for businesses too.
Broadband, I think, is key, and there will be an announcement in the autumn statement about a new special fund to support broadband. Being able to work in a rapidly changing digital world is also key to our success. So I am hoping that we'll get further strong commitment to that.
A group of seven suspected migrants have been rescued from a boat off the Kent coast. Lifeboat teams and a search and rescue helicopter were called to reports of an inflatable near Dover at around 5:30 this morning. It was eventually found near Folkestone Harbour. Two men have been jailed for attacking a man at a party in Medway and robbing him of his phone, cash and car. A court heard how the pair were at a party in Gillingham in January when they punched the victim and held him in a headlock whilst robbing him. The 23 and 22-year-olds from Chatham have been jailed to a total of just over 8 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
Teachers from New Zealand are being recruited to work in Kent schools as education bosses struggle to fill vacancies. KMFM has been told 26 people were interviewed in Christchurch last month. 12 have since been offered positions in primary and secondary schools here. Roger Goff's in charge of education in the county. He's been telling KMFM why it's often hard to recruit teachers.
If you're up on the London boundary, then there's a question of what teachers are paid in relation to what they're paid in London. If you go to the opposite end of the county, then you are to some extent further away, and there can be issues of recruiting people to those parts of the county as well.
Officers from the Met Police have joined the search for a woman who disappeared from a hospital in Kent almost 20 years ago. 54-year-old Margaret Colston was last seen at the former Pembury Hospital in February 1997. Nearby woodland is being scoured by officers and specialist dog units. And Adele has announced two surprise dates at Wembley Stadium in London next summer. She revealed the concerts in an Instagram video. The performances have been dubbed the finale and will take place on the 29th of June and the 1st of July.
KMFM Sport.
Football, and the Gillingham manager says he can't fault the players despite losing at Oxford United. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josie.
Well, the Gills were beaten 1-0 away from home last night and dropped to 16th in the League One table. Here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
You always want more. You always want to win games. You don't want to come away with defeats. The only thing is maybe we're just, was a little bit anxious in the last 20 minutes where we maybe just need to make that one more pass without, trying to get in behind too soon.
Our match report's at kentonline.co.uk. Meantime, Tottenham have been knocked out of the Champions League after losing 2-1 at Monaco in their penultimate group game. Leicester are through to the last 16 after beating Club Brugge 2-1 to win their group. Tonight, Arsenal, who are already through, play Paris Saint-Germain. Celtic face Barcelona and Manchester City are away at Borussia Mönchengladbach. And FIFA has opened disciplinary proceedings against the FAs in Wales and Northern Northern Ireland over the display of poppies during international games. Both governing bodies took the decision not to display the symbol on kits during internationals this month, but FIFA says it's looking into reports of several incidents. England and Scotland are already facing charges.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.